So that was Jason Sudeikis as Coach Lasso in that NBC Premier League commercial, talking about the weird thing about football, that is, you can actually have a draw or a tie in football. Welcome to the Soccer Nonsense Quiz. Today we look at the most nonsensical aspect of soccer.
Like we always do.
The tie or the draw. This is Tariq here, joining you along with our challenger again this week in the blue corner.
What's up, guys?
It's Karan. And the champion again this week, trying to defend his crown on the red corner, it's Vishal.
If colours are to go by, then Leicester has a good chance of beating Man United today. So the blue corner, you might have a chance of beating
Leicester. So it's blue versus red. And we have a show for you that is all about draws, and draws.
So a lot of Italian-based questions?
Well, not quite. Actually, we're going to travel the world with draws. But let's begin with the first round. The formation that has been called the soccer mom of formations, 4-4-2. So you gentlemen know what happens in 4-4-2. First question has four answers. We alternate between you. Second question has four answers. Alternate between you again. Last question has two answers. And any one of you can give me both the answers if you can. We begin with the first four question. We begin with the challenger as usual. So Karan, if you're ready. In the last 20 years, that is from 1994 onwards, teams that have been involved in a draw in normal time, in the World Cup final. So we're only talking about the final match.
The final match, okay.
So teams that have been involved in a draw. There have been more than four teams. We just need four names. That should do it.
Italy.
Italy, obviously. One of the obvious choices, yes.
Germany.
Germany is another, as recently as this year.
Yeah.
If we go back to Karan. France have been the other, Italy and France went to
Argentina.
The shootout. Argentina is the other. So this was.
I think we can go on for a bit.
This is just a warm-up round, but you might be interested to know that the other teams were...
Of course, Holland and Spain.
Holland, Spain.
Like I said, let's go on.
And Brazil. Yeah.
By the way, the Italy answer I gave was thinking of 94.
Well, they did it in 94.
Italy did it all the time.
So if I said Italy twice, would I have gotten 2 points?
Not quite, but you could get a point here in the next question. So that comes back to you again, which is teams that have appeared in extra time or penalty shootout finals across the history of the World Cup twice or more.
Twice or more. Penalty shootout in the finals.
Yes. Penalty shootouts or extra time.
Italy, of course.
Italy is one of them. That's why
in
I said
the World Cup finals only. Right?
The final match you're talking about?
Only the final match.
Okay.
Brazil.
Brazil haven't. There was only one shootout that was
against
Italy. 94.
Yeah. So why you give me a point?
Okay.
Karan.
He's confused, I tell you.
The other one is, of course, France.
It is in France. France have not been involved in two. They've just done it once.
The ones who have done it twice, is it?
Yeah.
In the final match.
In the last 20 years. No, in the entire history of the world.
History.
Who have gone to extra time in the last 20
years.
Holland is one of them. Yes, they did it in 78.
Now you give me that point.
And of course, in 2010, Holland are a bit of a specialist in this.
Of course, yes. Okay. Teams that have gone into extra time twice.
There are only four teams, actually.
Yeah, they've gone into extra time twice, right?
Yeah. Okay. So Italy and Holland are out?
In the final match.
Which is something we often say at World Cups.
In recent times, yes. Okay. Argentina?
Argentina is another, yes. The famous final versus the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And of course, another extra time final as recently as 2014.
Yeah, of course.
One more team to go. Vishal.
Uruguay?
Uruguay haven't. They won both their finals. Normal time. Another one wasn't quite a final because against Brazil. Karan.
Germany?
Are the one, yes.
I thought I should be different.
In life, sometimes things are just that simple.
Yeah. They are almost a specialist at this art.
Yeah, well.
Dragging things into extra time.
Yep.
And then finally going on and winning it.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of World War II.
Hell.
Okay, we go to the last question. So we're down at the 4-4. Karan has a 1-point lead.
Yep, actually 2-point
lead. But this is where
I can make it up.
It's a 2-point lead. This is where you can make it up because you can give me both answers together. The names of the two teams who entered the draw of lots in the African Cup of Nations Group D, because we had to decide one of the teams to go through because their records are identical. they played this Group D of the African Cup of Nations. The two teams which entered the draw lots, one obviously made it, one did not.
Congo and I don't know.
Oh shit, I can't believe I forgot. Cameroon?
No, Cameroon wasn't.
No. Cameroon went off totally
completely. Ivory Coast went through from that group.
Yeah.
And then these two teams are locked in at second and third.
Oh, okay.
Senegal?
No, Senegal are out.
Come back to the show.
Oh, come on. Ivory Coast through to their place.
Okay, wait. Go ahead. It's your history, right?
It's yeah, just
go,
turn,
go ahead. I can't.
Okay. I think it's. Now I forgot. Ghana?
No, man.
Ghana wasn't.
Burkina Faso and...
Is it Equatorial Guinea?
It was Equatorial Guinea, one of them.
One of them.
So and there's one more team.
One more.
Guinea were the team that qualified, actually.
Yeah. I've been highly, after, don't give me anything.
By the highly scientific and sophisticated method of draw of lots.
Yeah. TIA.
Who was the other team which lost?
We know this.
We have discussed this group.
I know.
The group like of 1-1 draws. Yeah, all the results were 1-1 draws.
Yeah, we were comparing it to 94 World Cup.
Yes.
Oh, which is I can't remember.
Okay.
So the team was Mali, who were the unfortunate ones.
Of course.
They're so unfortunate that even we forgot their name. So anyway, that ends the first round, and Karan has a 3-point advantage, 6-3 at the end of the first round. We'll begin the second round with Vishal.
Yep.
This round is called Famous Draw of Lots.
Yep.
Or we just call it Draw of Lots. The round will be followed by another round, which is called Lots of Draws. So we'll talk about draws there. But first, let's
talk about a team.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll begin with Vishal. So teams who have had their fate decided in different tournaments on Draw of Lots.
Ooh.
So just like Mali and Equatorial Guinea.
Are the ones who won it or lost?
Well, won, lost, all sorts of things. So in 1954 in Rome, Louis Gifranco, a 14-year-old kid who was the son of a stadium worker, had to be blindfolded and draw lots to decide which team would go through after the two teams had played a 2-2 draw in a World Cup final qualifying game.
Then I don't know.
Turkey were the team who went through. Who was the big European power?
Turkey and Italy.
Who did not go through. It wasn't Italy. Rome might...
Yeah,
throw you off. Yeah, but this was after they had tied the first two games, so a neutral menu was chosen for their last game. But big European superpower.
Was it France?
It wasn't France.
Germany?
Wasn't Germany.
Germany
running out of
54, they won the World Cup.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying Turkey went through. Oh, damn it. Okay, wait, Spain.
It was Spain.
It was Spain.
Vishal takes it on that one. It was Spain.
Yeah.
And Spain were absolutely devastated after this.
Yeah, that they didn't win anything for the next god knows how many years.
At that time, the rules were rather weird because Turkey won the first round in Turkey 1-0, I think. Spain beat them 4-1 in Spain, but because the matches were equal, they did not count goal difference.
Goal difference.
And Spain and Turkey were in a group which just contained them.
Nonsense, I tell
you.
What
is,
group?
Which is classical FIFA nonsense
going
on since 1954.
And
or
now
even
they have Sepp Blatter.
Okay, speaking of Sepp Blatter, he did this draw in 1990. This is a question to Karan.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1990 World Cup, when two teams were tied for second position, and it had to be chosen who was second and who was third in Group F. So, England topped Group F. Ireland, I think, were the team who... They were
finished fourth.
Were there
fourth?
14. Oh no, I think.
Ireland went through.
Ireland, yes, Ireland went through as one of the teams. They were drawn to be second. Was the unfortunate team who was drawn to be third and went on to face Germany in the round of 16? West Germany, that is, who beat them.
This is
1990.
1990
Italia.
Okay. Was it? In 1990. Was it Poland?
It wasn't Poland. Vishal, you should know this actually.
Because I remember watching this episode in the build up to. Holland.
It was Holland, yes.
How can we forget that game? That game.
And but for a draw of lots, we could have not seen Rudi Goller going ahead and spitting
at
Frank
Rijkaard. I think it was the other way around.
Spitting at Rudi Goller, Rijkaard spitting at Rudi Goller. Yes, that makes way more sense actually. So that was that. The point to Vishal, and Vishal, it's a question for you. in the 1998 African Cup of Nations, oh, where they seem to do this often,
oh, boy.
Which country was, who was once controversially eliminated from a World Cup because of a contrived draw?
Okay.
In that African Cup of Nations, they controversially made it through the other round because they basically won the draw of lots.
Okay.
And the team chucked out was Ivory Coast, who karma has repaid this time because they went through in the draw of lots. Who was that African team who went through? And like I said, in a World Cup a few years earlier, they were very tragically knocked out from the group stages because of a contrived draw.
They were very...
I know this.
So they don't have great luck with draws, but that they did at that point of time.
Algeria
is the answer. Correct. Oh, that one. Yeah,
the contrived draws what gave me the answer.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
It was Algeria. Karan gets that point, and Karan, you got a question here?
No, easy.
Okay, 1968 European Championships.
Of course.
Italy versus USSR in the semi final.
Mm-hmm.
Played a very attacking, action filled, absolutely thrilling 0-0 draw. Which is classical of Italy and USSR.
Of course.
And then Senor Piholz, who was a UEFA official, was given the duty to decide the match winner by tossing the coin because penalty shootouts had not been started yet.
Of course.
So they brought in a peseta, a coin which was rejected, a ruble, a coin which was rejected, a dollar, which was also rejected. Finally, what kind of currency did they use for the coin that they tossed? I will tell you what happened at the coin toss later.
I mean, I know what happened at the coin toss later, but...
Yes, this is the which coin? Which currency?
Was it the lira?
No, it wasn't the lira. That's the whole point.
Oh, can I... Okay, go ahead.
Is it the sterling? The pound?
No, not the pound sterling.
Was it the ruble?
No, the ruble they rejected.
Oh, the ruble they rejected.
The euro.
There was
the
no
euro. Wasn't
euro.
There was no euro back then. Okay, okay, okay. Was it the Swiss franc?
So think about, you know, teams which have had bad luck with coin tosses, or maybe just bad luck in terms of... We have talked about this team just a while earlier in this
round. Was it the Dutch currency?
It was the Dutch currency.
What is it, by the way? What was the Dutch currency?
It's the Dutch guilder. So they used a...
The Dutch?
Guilder.
No way I was getting that.
It was called any name.
It used to be called the guilder. So that point to Karan. So what happened was that apparently they did not want to use any of those other coins. They used the guilder. Italy called correctly.
So what was the reason they didn't want to use the other coins?
I think they just thought, you know, like they... like. You remember the episode in Seinfeld where Jerry and George who tried to decide who gets the apartment by tossing a coin, it hits the table and says there was interference. So I think interference might have been one of the issues.
Oh, of course.
Apparently this was the second toss because the first toss, the coin went down a gutter. True story.
Only in Italy.
And Italy won this coin toss.
And they
apparently
won the championship.
Apparently when an official went and picked up the other coin from the gutter, they found that that coin actually had turned up heads, which is what the USSR had coin. So football was decided on very scientific principles back then.
Oh yes, of course it did.
Okay, we move to the next round. So before we move to the lots of draws round, we move to the anagram round. Okay. Anagram round this time has a couple of sections. So we are not just doing anagrams, we are doing some other word games also. So the first set of word games...
If you're doing Scrabble, I give up right now.
I'm walking away.
We're not doing Scrabble. This round is called There Is No One Like Pele. So the answers are going to be names of footballers which sound like Pele. So you have to say There Is No One Like...
Okay. Can I have 1 point before the
whoever,
quiz starts?
Whoever it is. So we go to Vishal to begin with. Yeah. So current team is Tottenham Hotspur. Put in a very stunning performance in the Capital One Cup semi-final just...
Who sounds like Pele?
Who sounds
yes,
like
so
Pele?
You have to say a name of the player. His last name sounds like Pele, or rhymes with Pele rather.
Pele.
So you have to say there is no one like...
Pele. Wait, I'm thinking. Dembele.
It is Dembele. There is no one like Dembele. Okay. Although there is another Dembele in Fulham also.
Yeah.
Okay. We come back to Karan.
Mm-hmm.
Legend in Chelsea. In the early 2000s, from France.
Makelele.
No one like Makelele. Yes, this was an easy round for both of you. And 1 point each. So, as we go into the second half of the anagram, we have Karan at 9 points. Vishal at 6. This is still close. Okay. So, we go to... We go to the anagrams.
They've been anagrammed.
They've been totally anagrammed. All right. So here we go with the anagrams. First one is the name of a manager, and this is where you can bounce. So you just go for it.
Yep.
Okay. Manager who's been in the news lately. Anagram is high run moo.
High run moo.
High run moo. Oh, this should be easy.
High run moo.
H-I-R-U-N-M-O-O.
Oh,
this should be ridiculously easy. Manager who's been in the news.
In
manager who.
In Irvine.
Manager who recently said, was rather recently asked at a press conference that what happened.
Mourinho.
It is Jose Mourinho. Yes.
How did I know?
Jose Mourinho.
High run move. Damn.
Correct. 10 points. Next one is the name of a team.
Okay.
Again in the news last week, because they were absolutely embracing the dud tie.
Cambridge.
United, yes, absolutely right. Current points is that one, 11 points to current.
It's always these big ones that are easier. It's the small ones are the ones that are really tricky.
So it's Cambridge United.
Oh, so I'm supposed to say Cambridge United, okay.
Well,
no
Cambridge,
one.
Cambridge is good enough. Cambridge United embracing the dud tie.
Yep.
Well, it was a dud tie. Not quite a dud tie for them, because they get a £1.2 million payday and a trip to Old Trafford. And they don't even have to pay the fees to enter the museum.
Wow. I wish I was a Cambridge player.
Cambridge United actually were told not to swap shirts during the game because
they
couldn't
afford
a new one. They said, you pay £40 and buy one yourself. So that's how Cambridge United are. Okay, that brings us to the end of the anagram round. This seems to be a runaway for Karan at the moment, but lots of draws is the last one we are going to talk about.
Yep.
And this is one where you can just pounce on the answers
right
away. Okay, so lots of draws is this round. According to analysis by the data journalism website called 538, which Nate Silver runs, in the last 126 years, that's from 1888 to 2013-14,
that narrows it down.
English football has seen 13,475
draws.
What? Draws, but what kind of draws?
Nil-nil draws.
Nil-nil draws is the right answer. Vishal gets that one. Nil-nil draws, the typically English scoreline sometimes, because you would brave the rain, you would stand out there to watch two teams fight it out, and ultimately end up at nil-nil. Or as the commentators like to say, still nil-nil.
Yeah.
Okay, question number two about the FA Cup. Fifth round FA Cup in 1954-55 between Bury and Stoke City required a record number of what? To settle the game.
Penalties.
Not penalties.
No.
Before penalties.
Record number of?
Record number
of what?
Goals.
No.
Coin tosses.
No.
Coin tosses.
So there it goes. You know, best of three.
Substitutions.
Best of seven, no.
Record number of what?
Replays.
So, replays is the right answer. Vishal gets that one again.
How many replays did they have back then?
They had five replays.
Say what?
So the first one was 1-1. Mm-hmm. Second one was 1-1, abandoned in the 112th minute of extra time, apparently.
Why did they abandon?
Third one was...
They got bored.
No, because it was snowstorm, actually.
Of course, yes.
The third one was a 3-3 at Goodison Park, because they had to choose a neutral venue.
Next one
was a 2-2, which was at Anfield.
I think they just decided to do a stadium tour. You know what? We got to get to clear all these great
and
stadiums.
And the final one, yes, absolutely. The final one was 3-2 to Stoke City at Old Trafford.
Exactly.
There really was a Harlem Globetrotter kind of a situation, wasn't
it? They were just living it up.
And other five replay games have been Chelsea, Burnley, Hull, Darlington and Arsenal, Sheffield, Wednesday. But this is the longest in terms of time because they had the extra time and everything.
So basically you could say it's a timeless football match.
More or less the timeless football match, the equivalent of the timeless test. Okay, we come to question number three. In the FA Cup fifth round game between Arsenal and Sheffield United, I think this was the 90s. It ended in a 1-1 draw, and there finally was a replay at Highbury, despite the fact that Mark Overmars had scored the winner for Arsenal.
Yep.
Why did this winner not stand?
Offside?
He had actually scored the game. The game ended 2-1 Arsenal at Highbury.
Oh, okay. Was it scored after the referee's whistle?
Not quite, but you were close.
Can you just repeat the question?
So, Arsenal versus
Sheffield
United. 1-1. Was the scoreline, but actually it ended 2-1 at Highbury. But then the result was reversed and they decided to have a replay again at Highbury, which incidentally Arsenal won, of course.
Yeah.
But the question is, after Mark Overmars had scored...
Did he take the free kick before the whistle was blown?
No, not quite.
Okay, is it that the manager decided to chop off the goal?
it was a goal chopped off because
there was a wrong decision
or something like that.
Close enough, but I'm looking for something specific. I'll give it to you. It was Arsenal, as in Arsene Wenger and the Arsenal chief executive director deciding that they will replay the tie. They offered to replay the tie, yeah. Although at that point of time, the goals were scored and the result stood.
Okay.
But they said the goal was scored under...
Handball?
No, not handball.
The defender slipped or the defender was injured or the player was injured?
That would be far too generous actually to replay the tie just because of somebody's mistake. It was because... Parler had scored the goal when the Sheffield goalie had
been injured.
He had kicked the ball out for because another Sheffield player had been injured.
Okay.
And the throw-in was back in. It was meant for the goalie from the Arsenal player, but Nwankwo Kanu intercepted it, passed it over to Overmars.
Yeah, yeah.
He scored. And famously, Wenger actually decided to play. So can't really give you points for that, but sort of good guesses.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Last question. In which World Cup final, again we're talking about World Cup finals ending in draws, did the final end in a draw for the first time ever? That
90,
is at the 90, end of
94.
The,
no, 78.
At
78.
The end of the normal time. It wasn't 78, it was even earlier than that.
54.
It wasn't 54. 54 finished in normal time.
I think it was
38.
34 is the right answer. Karan gets that point. It was Italy, Czechoslovakia.
Even back then. Even back then.
Who were tied 1-1 and then.
Was it a draw on this one as well? A draw of lots on this one, or did they have to replay this game?
They just played extra time and Italy won 2-1. So.
Hallelujah.
I think they were down to 10 men if I'm not mistaken.
Thank God for extra time and there was no substitution. So.
Yeah.
It was a tough game. So that brings us to the end of this quiz. Let's look at the scores. Vishal has 8 points in total. Karan ruling this quiz with 12 points. This does not end in a draw, although we could have put some money up front if it did. But those were the draws for you from the Soccer Nonsense quiz this week. It's been a great fun joining you. This is Tariq and signing off with Vishal.
See you guys.
And the newly crowned champion, that's Karan.
See you guys.